So I didn't, I just let things kind of pop up in my head about what's happening with me in my practice. And something that popped into my head was a journal that I wrote in 97. And I wrote the words, "My body calls for me to listen. I consider it inconvenient. My cat requests, no, demands my attention. I consider him inconvenient. I dreamed of a wounded monkey last night, and that I kept trying to catch it to care for it. I kept finding it hiding under a blanket in different rooms. I had to turn the light on to find it. I could hear it whimpering in the dark." And so being embodied, being in a body, that's really been a theme that keeps coming up in everything that I do, especially recently. I 2 days ago, I just did not feel right. I just didn't feel clear. I felt confused. I felt fog. And I asked my husband about the taxes, and usually I do the taxes. And last year I did it without TurboTax because I figured, I've done it so much, I didn't want to have to pay for the program for one extra sheet of paper that I knew what was going to go on it. And all of a sudden, I said, I don't think I can do it this year. My brain just doesn't feel like it can handle it. And it takes me so long. It takes me a long time. So all of a sudden, he was asking me questions because he wanted to try to do it. And my brain just froze up. And then I started panicking because I couldn't find the papers from last year to sort of trigger my brain and get me back into it. And then I just had anger all of a sudden, just immense anger. In my head, I was saying swear words, and I was just really trying hard not to let them come out. And then I was feeling up here, I was feeling tears, the feeling of wanting to cry. And then my husband said, "Why do you look so angry?" And I said, "I think I'm angry at myself. I don't really understand what's happening to me right now, except that I'm sad and I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm angry at myself for not finding everything, for not having the information you need to do this, for not being organized." And so I was feeling, a lot of anxiety then, in my stomach, and in my chest. And in my brain hurt. I was really feeling my body, and I was also feeling that free-floating stuff that and also those words and those stories wanting to come in and converge with everything. And I was fighting for control too. I was trying to get my mind around it all, and so I had a hard day, and I kept trying to figure out what is wrong with me. And anyway, I mean, that was real. That's what was happening. And that, so then the next day, yesterday, I woke up and I was a little nervous, you know, what kind of day is this going to be? Cause I was so uncomfortable. And actually the day ended, the day before ended with, my husband said, what can I do to help? And so, what helps a lot of times is if he'll give me a shoulder rub, if I sit on the floor and he rubs my shoulders, it's like he gets me back into my body in a more, comfortable way. And then the tears just started coming. So that felt good. Actually, it felt real too. I think there was a mixture of a lot of unreal in their stories and everything, but I don't know. I can feel myself even having judgment about all of it. But then the next day I felt a lot calmer. We had actually gotten those taxes done with all of our, you know, herky jerkiness. And, then I did my Qigong, from you in front of YouTube. And, it was amazing to me how present I felt doing that, that movement and feeling into my body. It just made me feel way more present and relaxed. And and then I listened to some podcasts, or it's a summit called Black and Buddhist. And I'm just loving hearing these speakers who are African. Well, some are not even African American, some are from other parts of the world. And one of the words that kept coming up was being in black and brown bodies, being embodied. This feeling that seemed to be coming through a lot of people's words is the liberation and the freedom that comes when being present enough to be in the body with the trauma that's held in the body from generations. I don't know, it really felt important to me to hear that. And I've had a lot of pain over the years in my own body. One of the first articles I read that Joan Sutherland wrote was from a book called Being Bodies, where she wrote about the knots of pain in her own body. My body has, when it's in pain, has brought me to the present moment. Helps me get out of my head, out of the stories. My body brings me information about shame and sorrow. And, you know, a lot of things that I seem to be running away from, you know, my body is inconvenient. I find my body to be inconvenient. You know, my mind like sometimes wants to do all these things. And so taking care of the body is not like a priority at times. And yet my body calls me back with illness, with anxiety, with nervous breakdown, with cancer, with shame, you know, feeling that actual shame in the body, with frustration, with anger. So the other thing that really popped up for me while I was sitting here meditating was your expression of the actual body is the harbor and the weir. And that is the 10th, that is Dogen's words, commentary on the 10th precept, I vow not to disparage awakening the way or my companions. And the way, I don't know if I'm taking this right, but for some reason it just felt like, you know, this is my life, this is my body appearing in this life. And it's informing me and bringing me into my true nature, I guess. Even those words don't quite sound right, but it's bringing me here somehow. and there's another, I know I'm leaping around, but there's another, there was another phrase in the Black and Buddhist podcast that I was listening to where it was said that I don't have the luxury of being oblivious. That really stood out to me. And that coming from a person in a black or brown body, because their body is representing something to the white, you know, now I'm going into trying to explain this, but that was powerful to me. Because I can be oblivious. I don't know. This whole journey of understanding race has been really important to me as well. And in my own ignorance, and the way somebody else put it was thick-headedness around, you know, the systematic part of this that seems so invisible to most white people. And to me, there's still lots that is to me too, but anyway, so here I have this whole intersection of body, my body, how my body informs me, and I'm being informed by people in black and brown bodies speaking about their lives and their practice, and I feel like something is happening inside of me because of all of this. I'm being changed somehow by it, moved by it, and that's important to me. And one more thing, I know I'm going a little long here, one more thing that also seems important to me is that I told my husband, he's like, why do you watch some of these hard shows? Like on PBS, the long song about a black community that was enslaved. And I said, you know, because I feel like I've got to feel the feelings that come up inside of me in my body. I feel like bearing witness in that way is somehow helping the world. Because I believe, or I'm hoping, or I have a sense that by me experiencing the shock and the terror and the fear and the sadness and the wrongness of things in my body, that maybe it's transmitting out into the brain waves of the big mind, and maybe that will be helpful. So that's a lot. I'm going to stop there. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Mary.